And we welcome to the show right now, very pleased to have Steve Tasker with us from CBS Sports, former NFL standout, and he will be on the call with Bill McAtee for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Bengals. Your second Browns game in a row, Steve, and I just want you to know that Pat Shurmur thinks you're a good luck charm for the Browns.
Yeah, I think he's just being nice. I think the only luck charm they needed was the fact their defense is playing well. That's better luck than having me do the game.
Goal line stand, which yes, was impressive to have at the end of that game. Obviously some questions about the Jaguars' play calling, but give me your observation about how this Browns team did play defensively and hold up, I guess, when it had to, against a young quarterback, Blaine Gabbert, who was – first of all, playing better than I think a lot of people might have expected. And the other, maybe the bigger part of it is Maurice Jones-Drew didn't tear him up.
Yeah, and Maurice Jones-Drew was going to get the ball a lot. And in fact, you know, I was calling for, and I think everybody expected him to get the ball in that last play of the game, and he did not. And I think that's one thing that, you know, you got to tip your hat to Dick Giron. You had to be expecting him to get the football. And then when he didn't, you know, they were trying to kind of beat you when you were playing a defense that was built to stop something else, so they did it. And, you know, you got to tip your hat. That's that defense playing extremely well. But, yeah, the defense did hold up. Yeah, I kind of expected them to because you got those guys, you know, Taylor down inside is playing extremely well. The linebackers are playing really well. They're flying around. DeQuell Jackson is everything he's advertised to be. So you got some guys that are playing really good football right now defensively, and that's been the difference. And Gabbert, that quarterback, was playing. He was improving. He's getting better every week, and I think that's one of the things that I think people are watching and getting accustomed to, particularly in Jacksonville. I don't think there's any question they still believe he's the guy, and he's proven to them more and more that they made the right pick when they got him.
So, Steve, how do you see the matchup of this Browns defense trying to deal with, and this is their second meeting, of course, with Andy Dalton, who's now 10 games older as a rookie quarterback. And you got Cedric Benson as well, who has been having certainly a solid year. I mean, overall, they're averaging 3.8 yards per carry, which doesn't overwhelm you as a stat, but that's a formidable back and a formidable offense.
That's right, and they're playing a lot better. Andy Dalton and A.J. Green and the rest of those receivers, along with tight end Gresham, they're playing a lot better. They're getting more consistent. They're giving Dalton more to do. He's handling it better, and he still is not making the big mistake in games, you know. And that's, you know, that's the thing about the NFL. You got these teams that can play pretty well, and if they can just mind their own business, a lot of teams will lose games rather than win them. And Cincinnati's become very good at not losing games. And a lot of teams are, you know, having a hard time putting them away because their defense is so good. And they're hard to make plays against. And Dalton and Green and with Cedric Benson, you know, they're hard to get off the field offensively. So Cincinnati's a legitimate team. There's no question. They're good. They're playing consistent football. And Andy Dalton is getting better every week. And you're right. You played them 10 weeks ago, the Cleveland Browns. You're going to see a lot better offense this time around.
You mentioned Dalton, and in the last two games, he has actually struggled more, I think, than he had a little earlier in this season. But five interceptions, three last week against Baltimore. And just from what I'm seeing, Steve, the pressure is bothering him to the extent – pressure always bothers quarterbacks, but in his case to the extent where he seems to be forcing some throws. Do you see opportunities for the Browns, based on what you know of them and have seen of them, to be able to take advantage of any of that this week?
That's right, yeah. And you said a minute ago that he doesn't make the big mistake, and that's exactly it. He has to be forced into making those mistakes. If he's got time, he's not going to do that. And the Browns are going to have to get in around his feet, make him move out of the pocket, make him extend plays, and then get desperate to make a play. And you do that by, you know, stopping Benson, and you know, you got to play complementary defensive football where you're doing everything on both sides of the ball, both the run and the pass. And when you can get that done and put more pressure on him, you know, you got a better chance of having him do that. But here's the problem. You know, the reason they're only averaging 3.8 a game, in my opinion, is the fact that they've really leaned on their run game a lot, and teams are starting to focus on it. Teams know that they want Cedric Benson to carry the load, and he was doing that. Even though they were winning games early in the season, you look at Andy Dalton's numbers, they were not impressive at all, even though the reason he was winning games because he wasn't making those big mistakes. In the last couple of weeks, teams have started to get a chance to say, listen, we're going to make him throw the football more than they want to, and that's in the beginning of the season, first half of the season, the Bengals threw when they wanted to, and they ran when they wanted to. And if you can get them out of that and get them to run when you want them to and throw when you want them to as a defense, then you got a chance.
CBS Sports analyst Steve Tasker is joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Steve will be on with Bill McAtee on the call for Sunday's game between the Bengals and the Browns. Switching to the offensive side for the Browns, Colt McCoy, Steve, you witnessed really, I think, his best game of the season, or certainly one of the best, where he's leading two touchdown drives, which seems like forever that had not happened with this football team. But poise and confidence, throws the bad pick in the end zone, but overcomes that. Overall, just seems to be a guy who was playing a better football, I think, than we had seen. What were your observations?
Yeah, I did. I liked him. I think he was 17-24 last week, I think, or somewhere around there. And yeah. I was surprised at that when I read the statistics after the game. That's a lot of passes to complete. And I think he did a really nice job of spreading it around. I think the one bad throw he made was the one you mentioned, the pick in the end zone, where the guy undercut the route or cut in front of the play. But, you know, Colt McCoy's doing his job of trying to convince the Browns that he's going to be their guy long-term. At this point, I don't know that the Browns are sold completely, and you may end up seeing another quarterback in Cleveland in the draft. They've got a lot of high picks coming up, and there's a lot of good quarterbacks going to be available in the draft. I don't think there's any question that the Browns are still thinking that maybe they'll probably take one, even if Colt McCoy continues to play at quarterback. But I think that there's no question the offense did have his best game for a while, and I think a lot of that credit goes to Obanaya being able to start getting acclimated to an offense he's only been running less than 2 months.
Yeah, he was only his third start. Yeah, only his third start. He gets 5.5 yard average. The O-line also was playing better, as I'm sure you saw too. The young guards playing well. But Steve, do you see an offense that is going to from a game like that, is that a building block? I know those are easy cliches people throw around. Oh, yeah, you can build on, but do you really see that?
Yeah, I see it there. I think Colt McCoy and the offense, I think you need to keep Josh Cribbs limited in what he does offensively, because he's better when he's fresh. You know, he's better when you're not looking to him to be a number one. I do think you need a couple of wide receivers to come in and play on the outside. I think Colt McCoy trying to throw the football deep is a problem. I think you need guys that can go up and get the football, and I don't think you've got enough of those on your roster. I think you're about 1.5 receivers away. When I say half, I think you do need a big number one receiver to come in and make that offense a little bit more complete. And then in the half, I think one of the guys on the roster needs to step up and play better and be more consistent. If you can get that done, then, yeah, I say, yeah, your offense would be good enough to win games like that and win consistently. I don't think Colt McCoy would have a problem doing that. I think he's good enough to get that done if you've got the players around him, but you're going to have to get those guys around him. I don't think you're quite there yet on your roster.
You mentioned when we spoke before the Jacksonville game that, you know, the Browns have been losing games as opposed to the other team winning in a couple of instances. And we know what the obvious ones are. St. Louis game, that first Cincinnati game come to mind. But after winning a game that they were in position to lose quite potentially here, what do you think that means? What does it do for the psyche of this team?
Well, it gives them some confidence moving forward. You know, they can take it with a grain of salt. I mean, Jacksonville's 3-6 for a reason going into that game. Now they're 3-7. But you've got some reason to have some hope. Your defense did play consistently well. When Jacksonville was able to go down the field, they had to do it 5 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards at a time. You didn't give them any plays that were huge, at least not as a rule. You kept down the explosive plays for most of the game. And I think that's the biggest starting point. If a team's going to be able to do that, they're going to be a pretty good team. And if you can force them to do that, you're going to have to force some teams to do something they're not very good at. And I think the Browns did an excellent job of holding down the big plays in that game. And when you can do that, Vic, you got a chance, because sooner or later they'll either get impatient or they'll make a mistake that you can capitalize on.
Steve, great stuff. Look forward to seeing you in Cincinnati Sunday.
All right, Vic, look forward to it.
All right, the one and only Steve Tasker, CBS Sports NFL analyst. He'll be on the call for Sunday's game with Bill McAtee on CBS. Check that out. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up, and it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.